The new restrictions are aimed at part-time watermen who take the best oysters when the season opens, then leave. That puts added pressure on an already stressed wild oyster population, which worries Virginia Marine Resources Commissioner John Bull.
We're at a point now where the stocks can't grow fast enough to provide enough oysters for more than 1,100 license holders to harvest their daily bushel limit. This is not at a sustainable level.
To help, the commission voted to gradually reduce licenses to 600 over the next 7 years. Kent Carr, a commercial waterman, told the commission this hurts the industry.
There's other ways to solve this problem than the route we're going on cutting working people out.
Ryan Carnegie, a shellfish pathologist at the Virginia Institute for Marine Science, says restrictions on watermen, while tough, are giving oysters time to fight diseases that have been killing them since the 1940s and 50s.
The bottom line is that the oysters are doing pretty well at this point. The diseases haven't been affecting them dramatically.
Carnegie says he hopes to unlock the secret of just how oysters are recovering from diseases that have plagued them for so long. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.